This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. New this morning, former Texas Congressman Colin Allred has announced he is dropping out of the race for U.S. Senate. The former Dallas representative said he will instead run for the 33rd Congressional District in North Texas. That Democratic primary race to challenge Republican Senator John Cornyn is now between State Representative James Tallarico and possibly Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who has been an outspoken critic of President Trump. She may announce today her candidacy before today's deadline. New polling shows overwhelming support from Texas residents for major changes to the state's student testing system known as STAR. A new assessment structure was passed this summer by state legislators. As our Bianca Seward reports, the revamped tests are scheduled to be taken during the 2027-2028 school year.
The poll from the think tank Texas 2036 of more than 1,000 Texas voters shows broad support in favor of the test's updates, including shorter exams, faster results, and cutting back on practice tests, all by margins of more than 50 points. STAR testing for years has been deeply unpopular in the state. Mary Lynn Prunetta with Texas 2036, who testified before the Texas legislature in favor of House Bill 8, says support for the new tests reflect more than just a desire for change.
Parents support an assessment system that gives them the information that they need to know how their kid is doing, but also they support an assessment system that minimizes its impact on the school year.
The state's teachers union opposed House Bill 8 and warned its changes rely on methods that have never been tried in Texas classrooms. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Millions of tickets are moving rapidly for fans to see the FIFA World Cup matches, especially in Houston. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now with a look at how you can get your tickets. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. 2 million tickets are already sold and more are coming. Starting December 11th, the random selection draw opens on the FIFA ticket website. It'll then close on January 13th. Now, to get in on it, go to the FIFA ticket website and register for a FIFA ID. Then you'll be able to apply for tickets to specific matches. Come February, FIFA will randomly select applicants and let them know if they can buy all or some of the tickets they applied for. The final round comes in spring when last-minute sales are made available to the general public. It's not clear if all the matches will be available. Matt?
All right, Tom. Houston will host Portugal, whose star player Cristiano Ronaldo is known as one of the world's best players. Germany and the Netherlands are also among the top-tier teams coming to our city. The University of Houston football team won't have far to travel for their first bowl game under coach Willie Fritz. The Cougs have accepted a bid to play at NRG Stadium in the Kinders Texas Bowl on December 27th.
This is awesome. I think it gives us an opportunity, I think, to have a great turnout from our fans. We're going to be here local.
The opponent for the game will be LSU. For more news, you can head to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.